From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting several attacks in Turkey. Two women are suspected in an assault on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a gunfight with police and is in custody while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility. Earlier, a bomb exploded at a police station in another section of Istanbul. Hurriyet News Agency reports one police officer was killed. Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport. The attack killed five civilians and wounded 16 others. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian says a verdict in the reporter's espionage trial in Iran could come within a week. A court in Tehran held its final closed-door hearing in the case Monday. The newspaper, U.S. officials, and the international press freedom groups have all condemned the proceedings. They insist Rezaian is innocent of espionage charges and allegations that he worked with what are called hostile governments. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on a route for a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run about 1,500 kilometers. The decision was announced Monday after talks between Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta in the Ugandan capital. Officials in the central U.S. state of Missouri declared a state of emergency Monday in the racially troubled city of Ferguson. Violence erupted there during a protest marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. This is VOA News.